At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we are going to be discussing Mark Dever, who's joining the side of good to fight for the Mike Law Amendment at the Southern Baptist Convention. The Mike Law Amendment will codify in the SBC Constitution a prohibition on female pastors, lest churches be automatically qualified for disfellowship because they are deemed not in friendly cooperation with the Southern Baptist Convention. So this is a major tool for Orthodox Baptists to help save the Southern Baptist Convention. It will eliminate churches that vote liberally from the voting rolls, hopefully, and it will allow the balance of power to change in the favor against the liberals who are currently dominating the Southern Baptist Convention. Why this is noteworthy is that Mark Dever has been a liberal for quite some time. He has been peddling critical race theory, give or take, for about 10 years. 2014, I believe, is when Mike Brown happened. And then 2015 is when Freddie Gray happened, I believe. So he's been woke for quite some time. And those were just some landmarks. And yet he is fighting pretty hard for the preservation of male headship in the church in the Southern Baptist Convention. It's a bit confusing, but it is a welcomed ally in the fight to save the Southern Baptist Convention. And we're going to discuss that and more in this video. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at our Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. We also have a free newsletter that gives you Christian news in your inbox each and every day. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. And Evangelical Dark Web will be live streaming the annual Southern Baptist Convention next month. And you're going to want to catch that. We've been covering the Southern Baptist Convention all year. And it's a bit of a Super Bowl for Southern Baptists. And we are happy to provide coverage for it. So, like I said, Mark Dever has been peddling critical race theory in the church. Yet, he somehow opposes female pastors. Last year at the annual Southern Baptist Convention, 9 marks mobilized to support the Mike Law Amendment. Granted, they also had an amendment to that amendment, which kind of made the language inferior to the original draft. But nonetheless, the amendment passed at the convention. So I kind of wonder, is Mark Dever a man of serious convictions? Or is Mark Dever someone who's trying to choose the winning side? And I think the answer is a little bit of both. That's just my hot take, because I do not believe that Mark Dever is a faithful preacher. He went woke. He's hardcore woke. And his man, Jonathan Lehman, is incredibly villainous in the church. So that being said, let's dive into this clip where he talks about the Mike Law Amendment to ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention.
Hey friends, this is Mark Dever here, pastor of Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of you at the Southern Baptist Convention in June in Indianapolis. We have before us the issue of the law amendment, as it's called. Just so you know, I think it's good to vote for the law amendment. Basically, because I think we all agree on this. The last 2 conventions, we voted overwhelmingly in favor of this. I think the churches all are almost all agree with the substance of it. So I would encourage us to realize this is a helpful thing. It's by no means a statement against the ministry of our sisters. I'm very thankful for the way the Lord has provided for us in the kingdom of God by giving us the wonderful sisters he's given us. This is not at all a referendum on that. If you look at our own staff, we have sisters who serve us on staff, and they serve us well. So this is not against women being on church staffs. If you look at the members, our church, like most churches, is composed of a majority of women. So as a good congregationalist, you know, the women have the vote. And this is not in any way a statement to try to alienate our sisters in ministry.
So I just got to pause right here. Mark Dever, founder of 9 Marks, pretty liberal organization, Mark Dever's mostly talking to more or less liberal pastors here. He's talking to liberal pastors who have a thin veneer of orthodoxy, and that is, they don't support female pastors. So I think inherently female pastors is theologically liberal, because you, at the end of the day, you have to tear pages out of scripture in order to justify that. And Mark Dever is not willing to publicly do that. And he's not, you know, doing it in his own church either, so far as I know. So a lot of churches do have female pastors privately, while also saying they don't support female pastors publicly. So with that said, I'll let him finish.
In our own particular church, there are even sisters who've played very prominent roles in our church's history. We were kind of founded by our sister Celestia Ferris in a prayer meeting she began back in 1867. And in the 1940s, our pulpit search committee brought a recommendation for a man who perhaps was more liberal theologically to be the pastor, and a female member, our sister Agnes Shankel, stood up in the members meeting and objected and pointed another guy out who should be our pastor, and the congregation ended up voting for him. And I think history has vindicated her choice. He was a good man, and he pastored us faithfully and well. So I have no doubt of the role the Lord uses in our lives. I remember I had heard somebody at one of the conventions talk about we were sort of cutting women out of the Great Commission by even considering this, which I just think, brother, I believe you're sincere when you say that. I don't see it like that at all. And so at 9 March at 9 that night, I just ask, okay, everybody stand up. And then.
So I want to pause right here to provide some context. I believe this was the argument that Rick Warren was making, and because he used the Great Commission to justify female pastors, arguing that if you don't allow female pastors, you don't really support the Great Commission. So that was Rick Warren that he's responding to right here.
Now, if you were converted through the witness of your mother, at least in part, please remain standing. And less than half the people sat down. So no one is talking against sisters having gospel ministry in our midst. The question is very specifically one of women serving as elders. And we settled that decades ago in our church. Just one more thing before you go. I understand from very good men who disagree with me on this, that there are concerns that the Southern Baptist Convention by this would be becoming too narrow or too fundamentalist or separatistic, and this would just be the first in a long line of divisions that would be brought. And I appreciate that concern. There is a real concern for an over-divisiveness, an over-narrowing, and over-purifying in the history of the church. I will say the SBC has not often been guilty of that, except over one terribly wrong issue at our founding.
Now, that's actually not true at all. The Southern Baptists at the founding were actually theologically correct, because it was the Northern Baptists who were denying them fellowship over the slavery issue, despite the fact that they didn't have the biblical, they don't really have a biblical case to deny him for that. So anyway, the Southern Baptists were actually in the right at their founding over the specific issue of whether people who own slaves can be missionaries. They were actually in the right that there's no biblical prohibition against that. And, you know, Mark Dever here is taking a woke stand against that, 150 years later. Stunning and brave, I know.
Generally, we've been ones who have been pretty broad in the tent that we have. And I do think that most thoughtful pastors will see that this is a time when gender is under particular threat. And so it makes sense that, unlike a raft of other issues we could bring up, even from the BFNM itself, that this one would be under particular pressure from our culture around us. So for me, I think it's wise that we vote in this amendment and do so easily and overwhelmingly at this convention. I think it would be healthy for the convention and encouraging to the churches. For brothers who disagree with me on this, or sisters, I love you guys. If you're trusting in Christ alone, we're all on the same side. These are matters of prudence and how we work together. And I'm happy to continue to working with the convention. And I hope this amendment will be a helpful way to encourage us to do that faithfully.
So there you have it. There is Mark Dever in his own words. Now, let me just give some analysis on the Mike Law Amendment. The Mark Dever wing of the Southern Baptist Convention, I don't know how large that is. Let's just take that theologically for a second, that, you know, they believe in critical race theory, but they do not believe in female pastors. So that section of the Southern Baptist Convention. Let's just say they hate white people, but, you know, they're not feminist section of the Southern Baptist Convention. They do have a presidential candidate, and I believe in Clint Presley might be their guy. But, you know, again, how large is that block? Who knows? But it is significant enough to indicate that the Mike Law Amendment is going to pass. I do believe that the Mike Law Amendment is going to pass. Further relevant to Mark Dever is his right-hand man, Jonathan Lehman, was on Bart Barber's liberal task force to define cooperation. Now, as I talked about with Jared Moore, who's running for Southern Baptist president and supports the Mike Law Amendment also, he and I discussed the task force report, which did not actually do their job. At the 2023 annual Southern Baptist Convention, James Merritt, a liberal Southern Baptist president, former president, who has a gay son, who's in ministry and is endorsed by his father in ministry, made a motion to create a task force to define friendly cooperation. And that task force was basically designed to neuter the Mike Law Amendment. Now, the task force did not come out in the report in any way that neuters the amendment. So this just gives a green light. It waves the green flag for the Mike, or maybe the checker flag in this case, because it's not only Indianapolis, but we're coming down the final stretch for ratification. So it's waving the checker flag for this Mike Law Amendment to get passed. And, you know, Mark Dever, he's been on the bad side on a lot of issues, COVID, on critical race theory, but he is on the right side here, and it seems to be a consistent position. So I don't think this is, you know, all grift on his part, you know, going with the prevailing wind. I believe it's part conviction, but part, you know, I think it's also part fig leaf as well. But he's also choosing the winning side here. And that's worth noting. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Subscribe for more Southern Baptist coverage. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.